Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood, and it's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. What a blessing to be with you today. We have just taken a wonderful look at James chapter 1, verses 16 through 17, that tells us every good thing comes from God, and that there is no shifting shadow with Him because of His perfections. We can depend upon His immutability. That is, He doesn't diminish, and by the way, He doesn't get better, because He is perfect. Therefore, when He gives us a promise, we can depend upon it, and when we depend upon Him, we know He is utterly dependable, because He cannot fail to be Himself. A person said to me one time, he said, I'm going to give you the five things that God can't do. And I said, well, I'm going to refute all five of them, because there's only one thing God can't do. Well, what is the one thing God can't do? God can't quit being God, but God can't sin. Well, that's because He's God. It's not that God says, well, I'm just not going to sin anymore. I'm going to keep myself from sinning. No, God doesn't sin. Why? His perfections. He can't sin because God isn't sin. God is light. God is truth. God is holy. God can never quit being God. He is eternally God. Now, is there any gift better than our salvation? Well, the glory of God and the salvation of His people stands paramount as one of God's great, good, gracious gifts of His works of mercy and love. And therefore, that gift of salvation doesn't come from us to get back to God. It comes from God to bring us back to Him. Here's what He says in James 1:18. Of His own will, He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. So the people that He saves are called the first fruits. In other words, God's redeeming work in the lives of His people are the first fruits through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. These are the first fruits of God's ultimate work of redemption. God is going to put in place at the second coming of Jesus a new heavens, a new earth. It will be occupied by a redeemed people with new bodies. Those redeemed people are the first fruits of that new heavens and new earth that will stand for God's glory, in which there is no sin, no consequences of sin, nor any ability to sin. Well, the first fruits of that are all of us who know Christ as Lord and Savior. How did we get to know Christ as Lord and Savior? The good gift of salvation. Where did that come from? That came down from God. Every good and perfect gift comes down from God. And anything that we as saved people do that is good is because of what He has done in saving us. And because He saved us, we came to Christ. Because He saved us, we repented of our sins. Because He saved us, we are being transformed. Because He saved us, we are killing sin and increasingly walking in obedience. But all of it came from God. Why did God do it? Of His own will. In other words, God's will was not activated by my will. My will to come to Christ was activated by God's will to bring me forth. Of His own will, He brought us forth. That's another phrase for born again. Why am I born again? Because of His own will. That's why He told Nicodemus, you're born again by the Spirit, and the Spirit blows where He wishes. Therefore, the sovereign hand of God has brought me forth to His own glory. Of His own will, He brought us forth. What did He use? Well, the Spirit of God used the Word of God, the Word of truth. So you've been born again by the Spirit of God with the Word of God to come to Christ. That was the good and perfect gift of our salvation, and God did it uncoerced, out of grace, freely bestowing it upon us and set us free so that we would come to Him. And now we are the first fruits of His glorious work of redemption. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.